The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah here and Afnun Zayin on the base says Shalosh Gironos L'Maisa Behema. There are three different times when there's a Goyren for Maisa Behema. In essence, what the Mishnah is saying is that there are three times a year which, once it comes that time, you're no longer allowed to eat from the flock or sell animals from the flock without separating Maiser from it. Maiser Behima, that is. So there's a Machloikis Tanoim, what these times are, but they seem to agree that there are three times when there is a Maiser Behima, when Chazal said from then on, you're no longer allowed to eat an animal or sell an animal from the flock without taking off Maiser Behima. So Rashi comes to explain, Rashi says, three granis le ma'isa means the mishiagia perak loyicha mehen lechatchila midirabonim le ma'isa. Once it comes these three times, any of these three, you're no longer allowed to eat from the flock without taking off ma'isa. This that you're not allowed to eat from the flock, says Rashi, is only a iser dirabonon. It's only a rabbinical prohibition. Avo koydim lechem mutar. Before it comes to these three times, you are allowed to eat an animal from the flock. Why, says Rashi? The mitzvah ba'amu la'as behemoisov. It's a plain mitzvah to go and take off ma'aser from the animals. Tehasibi kodesh me'acha shekar lev shem. If somebody takes off the tenth one, it becomes kodesh once he called it the name of ma'as avol rishus. Be'odin lo'ichle b'lei ma'aser. There's permission. A person is allowed to eat it without ma'aser. Once it comes these three times, Chachamim instituted, the rabbis instituted, that you're not allowed to eat the animals anymore without separating Meiser. So Rashi seems to say that if not for the institution of Chazal, without the rabbinical institution, one would be allowed to eat the entire flock or sell the entire flock without separating any Meiser. Just if he would want, he would be able to separate Meiser. But if he would not want to separate Meiser, he would not be obligated to separate Meiser. As the wording of Rashi is, mitzvah ba'alma, it's a plain mitzvah. It's permission. Permission given. If you want to separate Meiser, you can separate Meiser. But if you don't want to separate Meiser, you don't have to separate Meiser. Say the Chazon Ish, and says already before the Chazon Ish, the Ein Yitzchak, in Chelik Aleph Avin Ezes, Minet Aleph Yisutes, that from this Rashi, it seems quite clear that the opinion of Rashi is that even though the Torah says there is a mitzvah of separating Ma'aser Behemah, the Torah only meant to say if you wish to separate Ma'aser, if you will go and pass your animals in the mahalich, in the way that will create Ma'aser, you'll have them pass through one by one and then count off the number 10, then you will create the Ma'aser Behemah. But if you don't wish to do that, you're not obligated to do that, and you'll be allowed to eat as much as you want. Chachamim came along and instituted at a certain time you're obligated to, but without the Chazal's institution, as far as what the Torah is concerned, on the biblical level, there's no obligation of separating mice. It's only a permission given. It's a mitzvah zirshos. It's a mitzvah that is, if you want to do it, you can perform it. So say the Ein Yitzchak and the Chazon Ish in the opinion of Rashi. However, says both the Ein Yitzchak and the Chazon Ish, that there's many Rishonim that disagree. They're Medayik from the Rambam and from the Chinuch, that they count this mitzvah of Ma'aser Behemah as one of the mitzvahs of Tarag mitzvahs. And they say that it's a mitzvah that Hashem commanded us to take off ma'aser, as the Lashon HaRambam is, mitzvah lahafrish echa mi'asor mikol behemes tahoros. Another place the Rambam says, shativanu, the Rambam says, Lashon, shativanu, Hashem commanded us to take off ma'aser, and from there, the Achrayim are medayik that the Rambam and the Chinuch as well are of the opinion that a person is obligated. It's not a choice. A person must take off Meiser Behema, Meiser from his animals, Minatoyra, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. On the biblical level, one is obligated to take off Meiser Behema, separate one out of his 10 animals. Even so, of course, the Rambam and the Chinuch will agree that a person will have a way out if they wish. If they want, they can sell, or if they want, they can eat without taking off ma'aser. That's like slipping out. There's many mitzvahs that there's a loophole. There's a way how to get out of separating trumas and ma'aseris and produce. So just like there's a way to get out of separating trumas and ma'aseris from produce, so there's a way of getting out of being obligated to separate ma'aser behema. But in the regular case, on the regular conditions, one is obligated. It's a mitzvah that's chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah of obligation. It's a mitzvah that is everybody is obligated to perform. Under normal circumstances, a person is obligated to perform. So they both explain that there's a tremendous machloikes between Rashi versus the Rambam and the Chinuch. What is this mitzvah of ma'aser behema? The Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Korkis and the Rambam, they say that what's the makor of the Rambam? What's the source of the Rambam? That there's an obligation. One must take off ma'aser behema. Which Chazal, which Gemara, Bavli, Yushalmi, Medrash, where is the Rambam and Chinuch coming from? So they base it on a Toyas Koyanim. The Toyas Koyanim says that, how do I know? It's Machlekes Tanoim, how I learn it out. But the Toyas Koyanim says in Parshas Bichukosai, how do I know that one is obligated to take off Ma'aser Behema? Minayin, Shema'aser Behema Ba'amoy Ve'aser. How do I know that when the Torah said this mitzvah of Ma'aser Behema, that it's Amoy Ve'aser, that it's obligatory, that you're obligated to get up and take off the ma'aser? So asks the Toyas Koyanim. Tamoloima, and that the Toyas Koyanim answers because the Pasuk says, Yia Kodesh. The Pasuk says, Yia Kodesh melamed shema'aser behema ba'amoyid ve'aser. That comes to tell us the ma'aser behema, you're obligated to get up and to take off the ma'aser. Says the Kesef Mishnah Mari Korkis, that is the source of the Rambam. The one is, it's obligatory. One is actually obligated to fulfill it. It's not a choice. It's actually mandatory. The Chazanish continues and he says that I can bring a raya from a Turei Evan, which was written by the Shagis Ari, Mesachti Rosh Hashanah, that he also follows this opinion that it's obligatory to give Ma'aser Behema. The Turei Evan discusses whether or not there's Baal Ta'achir. There's a law in the Torah that mitzvahs that a person is obligated to do, tzedakah, different donations that a person is obligated to bring, there's a law in the Torah Baal Ta'achir. You're not allowed to wait too long before you bring your donation. If someone, for example, made a promise to bring a korban, so he's obligated to bring his korban within a certain time frame. And the Turei Evan has a discussion of whether on ma'aser behema there's an aveira of Baal Ta'achir. Says the Chazon Ish, if it would be true that ma'aser behema is not obligatory, so then it wouldn't be possible to entertain a possibility that there's Baal Ta'achir and ma'aser behema. Baal Ta'achir could only be on something that somebody is obligated. If one's not obligated to do it, You can't say, well, then there's a time frame within which you have to do it. The whole thing is a choice. The whole thing is optional. If it's optional, it's impossible to have a possibility that there would be Baal Ta'akhir. So the question is, what does Rashi do with this Toyas Koyanim? We said the source of the Rambam and the Chinuch is from the Toyas Koyanim. The Toyas Koyanim learned out of a pasuk, Amoyid Ba'asir. The Toyas Koyanim says you have to get up and take the Ma'asir. So L'chayra, the Toyas Koyanim seems to go against the opinion of Rashi. So how did Rashi learn the Toyas Koyanim? Rashi certainly was aware of this Toyas Koyanim, and he had a pshat in this Toyas Koyanim. So how did Rashi understand what the Toyas Koyanim was saying? So I saw in the Achrayinim two ways how Rashi answered, two possible ways how Rashi answered the Toyas Koyanim. There's a Sefer Oyel Moshe, written some report of it, Chelik Beis, Simes HaMachtes, and he says that Rashi learned that the Toyas Koyanim is only in Asmachta. When the Toyas Koyanim makes such a drasha, you have to know, whenever you find the Toyas Koyanim, sometimes it's a true drasha, it's an actual drasha, it's a Minat Torah way of learning up a pasuk. And sometimes it's really only a rabbinical halacha, and it's only a remez, it's only a hint that the Medrash is using from the pasuk. Says the Oyel Moshe, according to the opinion of Rashi, the Toyas Koyanim is only in Asmachta Ba'almo. That the Toyas Koyanim learns from a pasuk that you're obligated to do it, in truth, it's only a rabbinical obligation. On the biblical level, it's optional to give Ma'aser Behema. And the pasuk that is darshaned in the Toyas Koyanim is only in Asmachta. The Sefer Yad Bin Yamin, written by Rav Eliashiv, that's the son of Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv, son of the one, Rav Eliashiv, who was the Pesik Hador, he says, in the name of his father, a different pshat than Rashi. How Rashi understood the Toyas Koyanim. He said, there are different types of mitzvahs. Even among the mitzvahs that are optional, there's two different types of mitzvahs that are optional. There are some mitzvahs, for example, like shechita. If you don't want to eat any beef, any meat from an animal, or a chicken, you don't have to shecht. If you want to be a vegetarian, and you want to eat vegetables, and things that grow your entire life, you're entitled. You have to know how to deal with mitzvah simchas yom tif, karbonis, maybe karmen pesach, you'd be obligated. But theoretically, if you don't want to eat any beef, you're entitled. You will never perform the mitzvah of shechita. Shechita is only if you want to eat the animal, you must shecht it before you eat it. That's one type of optional mitzvah. There's another type of optional mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis, the Torah says that if you wear a garment that has four corners, and it's a garment that either you're wearing it by day or it's designated for the daytime, whichever, dependent on the machlekes harishayim, whichever way you learn, but a garment that's a big beged yoim, it's for the day, and it has four corners, and it's the right size, you're obligated to put on tzitzis. And this is what we call talis golo and talis katon. And that is the mitzvah of tzitzis. So really, in truth, theoretically, if somebody would not wear a garment that has four corners, they would never have that mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gets angry, he gets angry at those people that don't try to perform his mitzvahs. People that slip out, that they avoid wearing a beged that has four corners, people that slip out of wearing a garment that has four corners, and like this, they never perform the mitzvah of tzitzis, Hashem gets angry at them and punishes them, b'idan rischa, at moments of anger, at times when the Ribbono Shel Olam has reasons to be upset with because there are so many Oivri Aveira, when there's so many sins going around, Chas V'Shalim, and the Rebbeinu Shlom Kaviyachol gets angry. He gets angry and punishes those people that don't try to perform the mitzvahs. You see, and the Gemara says this pertaining to Tzitzis. So the Gemara in essence tells us that even though the mitzvah of Tzitzis is optional, so to say, is only if you wish to wear a garment that has four corners, then you have an obligation of putting on Tzitzis. And if not, if you want to opt on not wearing a beged, not wearing a garment that has four corners, you will be exempt from the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Nevertheless, it's the rotzei ha-Torah, it's the wish of the Torah. It is the rhythm, within the rhythm, that this is a mitzvah that Hashem wants you to make sure that you do it. As far as meat, it's no difference in the Torah's eyes if you will eat the meat or not eat the meat. If you won't eat the meat, you'll be a vegetarian, so you won't shecht, big deal. Hashem will not get angry at somebody who's not eating, who's not trying to perform the mitzvah of shechita. However, the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah that Hashem will get angry at a person if they're not trying to perform it. Says the Sefer Yad Binyamin in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliyashiv Zatzal, that this mitzvah, even according to the opinion of Rashi, the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behem is a mitzvah that it's the wish of the Torah that a person should perform. And if a person will avoid performing the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behem, Hashem will get angry at him b'idan rischa, at times of anger. Says Ibn Yashiv, that's how Rashi will learn the Teyas Koyanim. The Teyas Koyanim, according to Rashi, is asking a question. How do I know that this mitzvah is the type of mitzvah that, although it's optional, but it's something that it's amoyed v'aser? How do I know it's this type of mitzvah that the Torah really is trying to tell you, we want you, the Torah wants you, Hashem wants you to fulfill and do it? And that the Torah's Kohenim answers, that the Torah told us, Yiyakoydash, and according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns, the Torah is saying, you should make it. You should. It's optional. You have a way of getting out of it. But it's something that the Torah wishes you to do. And therefore, if it's something that the Torah wants you to do, it's a type of mitzvah that if a person will always slip away from and always try to avoid, then Hashem could get angry at him, b'idan rischa. This completes this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.